Despite all the negative talk about both Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton, with many voters resigned to holding their nose to vote for who they perceive as the lesser of two evils in November, no candidate can get this far without the support of an enthusiastic base of supporters. With the DNC in Philadelphia underway, we check in with Rick Hampson of USA Today to find out why Hillary Clinton supporters say they will vote for her. So, Rick, you compiled the thoughts of a broad cross-section of Clinton supporters from the USA Today network for this piece. What were some of your takeaways when looking over voters' responses?
The big thing that really struck us was that the historic angle here, Hillary Clinton would be the first, possibly the first female president, that historical angle wasn't quite as much front and center as we expected it to be. Instead, we found two things. The people who were voting for Hillary Clinton really like her resume, and they're horrified by Donald Trump. So those are the two big things. Certainly, there's a lot of appreciation of the fact that she could become the first woman president. But those other two things really were surprisingly prominent.
Were there any Bernie Sanders supporters in this group? And if so, why are they now going to vote for Hillary?
The Bernie Sanders supporters in the group seem to be coming around based on our sample. Now, this isn't a statistical sample. If you're talking about a nation of Hillary Clinton supporters, polls are good to answer your specific questions. We were trying to get more of a feel for the motives behind the vote or behind the quotes. And several of the Bernie Sanders supporters basically said, you know, now it's time to support Hillary. A couple of them seem to be doing so, holding their noses. But again, this fear of Trump seems to be the most important factor.
Now, that it seemed like that this group were definitely going to be voting for her on Election Day, and there wasn't going to be any, like you said, some people holding their noses, maybe some people just not showing up at all because they were you know, just dissatisfied with their two choices.
There were one or two certainly who said that. More common was this notion that Bernie was our first choice, he was our first love, but now it's the general election, and it's Trump or Hillary. And it's, as far as we're concerned, it's got to be Hillary.
Now, were most of these folks also Obama supporters who like the way things have been run for the past 8 years and want to see more of the same?
Absolutely. One woman, in fact, told us that she was thrilled with the idea that children of a certain age, if Hillary Clinton is elected, can rise to teen years without having seen a white male in the White House. They not only like Obama, but they identified with Obama's historic candidacy, and now they're also plugging into Clinton's historic candidacy.
Were there any defections that you could see from the Republican Party because of a dislike of Trump?
We did not. There were not many of those. We were really looking for Clinton, sort of established Clinton supporters, to get an idea of what her base was into.
Right.
I would say it was much more common that people were independent or open-minded, expressing revulsion with Trump. We sort of boiled down the interviews to a series of quotes, and it's amazing when you look at them how many of the quotes attributed to, you know, like John Jones, are all about Trump, or how much they hate Trump. Hillary's not even mentioned.
Were there any particular issues, besides just the historic nature of her candidacy, were there any particular issues, things that she is in favor of that folks were most drawn to?
I was struck by how few specific issues were mentioned. For instance, increasing the minimum wage. Certainly, for instance, one waitress was very concerned with minimum wage and with tipping rules and regulations, fair labor practices. People mentioned family leave. But much more, to the extent that they got specific in these interviews, they were much more focused on Hillary Clinton's experience and qualifications. Because we had an enormous file of these interviews, you can count up the number of times words were used, and experience and qualified or qualifications came up dozens, if not scores of times to describe the candidate. Many people would simply begin reciting her resume, you know, starting with, you know, first lady, you know, child advocate, first lady of Arkansas, first lady of the U.S., and so forth. So the qualifications and experience seemed to be more important than anything else to them.
All right, thanks, Rick. That's Rick Hampson of USA Today joining us this morning.
America's First News is online all the time. Follow us on Twitter @ThisMorningShow, like us on Facebook, or send us an email, this morning at compassmedianetworks.com.